This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Alex Mendoza, attorney at law of the Mendoza Law Firm. This is the Hammond office at 6950 Indianapolis Boulevard, Hammond, Indiana, 46324. Dear Mr. Mendoza, for your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Milton Sheets, please note the following medical letter. Milton is M-I-L-T-O-N. Sheets is S-H-E-T-T-S. Date of birth, March 11th, 1995, period. On December 9th, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as reviewing several bills for multiple agencies and have performed an independent medical evaluation, period. Due to the constraints of COVID-19, a physical examination was unable to be performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. History of the accident was that this injury occurred on May 16th, 2019, period. Milton Sheets was driving a moped that was totaled, period. He apparently was not wearing a helmet, period. He sustained very significant injuries, especially head injuries, for which I will outline further in this report, period. While Milton was driving his moped, he was struck by a Cadillac and went over the car, period. He sustained injuries to multiple body areas, but especially his head, period. He was initially evaluated by EMS and taken to Methodist Hospital in Gary, Indiana, and later stabilized and transferred to Advocate Christ Hospital, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Records from Hammond Fire Department, as well as EMS, state that they were dispatched to the noted address for a person that was involved in a motor vehicle collision, period. The moped was totaled. The patient was not wearing a helmet, period. They go further into the extent of what they did and their physical findings, period. Records from Methodist Hospital in Gary, Indiana. Date was May 16th, 2018. Their final diagnoses were non-traumatic subarachnoid hemorrhage, unspecified. 2, unspecified injury of the head, initial encounter. 3, cerebral edema, as well as localized swelling. And 4, localized swelling, comma, mass, and lump of the head, period. Discharge time was May 16th, 2019, to short-term general hospital. ED disposition was that Milton Sheets should be transferred out to Christ Hospital under the care of Dr. Santiello, that's S-A-N-T-A-N-E-L-L-O, period. The condition has been stabilized, period. History of the present illness is a 23-year-old male with an unknown past medical history who presents to the emergency department after car versus moped, period. Was driving moped and struck by Cadillac, period. Unknown if wearing helmet, went over the car, period. ED notes from Methodist Hospital. On physical examination, they note superficial abrasions noted to the face, period. Hematoma and ecchymosis noted to the left eye with laceration above the left eye. Abrasions noted to the left forearm, comma, left leg, and left shoulder, period. Also in the records, they note multiple abrasions to the face, comma, cheeks, period, left eye ecchymosis with swelling, period. On radiographic imaging at Methodist Hospital, CT of the facial bones show right orbital emphysema seen, period, right periorbital soft tissue swelling seen, period, left facial soft tissue swelling and hemorrhage seen, period. Comminuted fractures, medial and lateral wall of the left maxillary sinus, period. Fracture floor of the left orbit, period. Opacification, both frontal sinuses and ethmoid air cells, both maxillary sinuses and sphenoid sinuses seen, period. CT of the abdomen and pelvis, unremarkable CT of the abdomen and pelvis, period. CT of the cervical spine revealed unremarkable CT of the cervical spine, period. CT of the head showed bilateral subarachnoid hemorrhage seen along the Sylvian fissures, period. Increased attenuation density, both lateral ventricles and fourth ventricle represents interventricular hemorrhage, period. Vague increased density, right posterior fossa, laterally suggest hemorrhage, most likely subarachnoid, period. In the ED notes, clinical impression was number one, subarachnoid hemorrhage, two, blunt trauma of the face, initial encounter, three, injury of the head, initial encounter, four, brain edema, period. They state that Christ Hospital Trauma Surgery accepts the patient's transfer, period. Records from Advocate Christ Hospital, encounter May 16th, 2018. History of present illness is 23-year-old male with an unknown past medical history who presents to the emergency department after car versus moped. Was driving moped and struck by Cadillac. Unknown if wearing helmet. Went over the car, period. Notes from Advocate Christ Medical Center, physical medicine and rehab documentation, May 17th, 2018, showed impaired cognitive communication. Word recall was impaired, message recall impaired, daily activities impaired, current events impaired, awareness impaired, cognitive endurance impaired, information processing impaired, auditory comprehension impaired, period. Physician documentation, May 17th, 2018, Advocate Christ Medical Center. Impression, this is a 23-year-old patient with a traumatic intraventricular hemorrhage, period. At present, there is no hydrocephalus, period. No role for neurosurgical intervention, period. However, I would continue observation, period. Physical documentation, May 19th, 2018. Reason for consultation is left maxillary sinus fracture. Recommendation is conservative treatment. No surgery indicated, period. CT of the head and brain, 518. Comparison to the CT of May 17th, 2018. Impression, evolution of the subarachnoid and intraventricular hemorrhage, period. So that's evolution of the subarachnoid in intraventricular hemorrhage, period. There is no hydrocephalus, period. CT of the head and brain, May 17th. Comparison made to outside hospital, May 16th. Impression one, unchanged small volume subarachnoid hemorrhage. Number two, unchanged fracture of the greater wing of the left sphenoid bone with associated minimal pneumocephalus, comma, fracture of the left orbital roof, comma, fractures of the medial lateral walls of the left maxillary sinus, comma, as well as fractures of the sphenoid body involving the walls of the sphenoid sinuses extending to the carotid canals on both sides, period. Discharge summary from Advocate Christ Medical Center, admission date May 16th, 2018, discharge date May 19th, 2018, hospital course, 23-year-old male, presents as a trauma for moped versus auto, period. Admitted for capital S, capital A, capital H, that's SAH, comma, facial fractures to STIC, that's capital STIC. So that's facial fractures to STIC. After 2 days of non-operative management with serial exams and imaging, including abdominal prophylaxis, I'm sorry, that's not abdominal, antibiotic, including antibiotic prophylaxis and seizure prophylaxis, he was transferred to floor where he worked with therapy, period, ambulating independently, tolerating diet on date of discharge, period. Dr. Kalimuth, that's K-A-L-I-M-U-T-H, deemed his facial injuries non-operative, period. As well as neurosurgery, did not feel operative intervention was needed, period. Condition on discharge was stable, period. New paragraph. After review of all the records, I have found that all his treatment as outlined above and that has resulted from the automobile accident in question of May 16th, 2018 were all reasonable, comma, necessary, comma, and medically necessary, period. I have reviewed an extensive amount of billing from multiple agencies, including first responders, as well as multiple medical facilities, and have found that all those bills that were presented to me were all reasonable, were medically reasonable and medically necessary, period. I have found that all the bills, comma, treatment and related documentation that I've reviewed for this automobile accident was all reasonable and necessary, period. New paragraph. The diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, head injury with traumatic brain injury, number two, cerebral edema, number three, cerebral hemorrhages with subarachnoid and intraventricular hemorrhages. Number four, right periorbital injury and trauma. Number five, left facial trauma and hemorrhage. Number six, left maxillary sinus wall comminuted fractures. Number seven, left orbital fracture. Number eight, multiple body sites of trauma and abrasions, period. The above eight diagnoses are directly caused by the moped slash auto accident with Cadillac occurring on May 16th, 2018, period. New paragraph. As I have mentioned in the body of this letter, there are multiple diagnostic procedures and radiographic studies with abnormalities, including multiple bleeds and multiple fractures with severe head injury. There were also trauma to multiple other body sites, as noted in this report period. It is my feeling that the injuries that I have outlined above and given to you in 8 diagnoses were a direct cause of the automobile accident of May 16th of 2018, period. New paragraph. It is my feeling that the patient sustained a significant traumatic brain injury from this injury, and this will affect and impact him the remainder of his life, period. I suspect he will have significant cognitive and memory issues as a result of this severe traumatic brain injury, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records and bills and have not performed a physical examination due to the constraints of COVID-19, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained orally to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.